You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A counter-protest against anti-trans speaker Posy Parker took place in Tāmaki Makaurau on Saturday. It was attended by thousands of trans people and allies, forcing Posy Parker to cancel her speech and planned rally in Wellington the next day. I spoke to Miharo of Ngāti Whātua, a cis woman who organised and spoke at the counter-protest. First, I asked how she thought it went on Saturday.
Overall, amazingly, I think it was powerful, and it was a statement. Yeah, it was amazing. It was powerful.
What do you think made the counter-protest so powerful?
I think what made it powerful was, like, from the get-go and the outset, we were dealing with putting out fires from the far right and people associated with places like Action Zealandia, Counterspin Media, were present trying to antagonise those that came in support. And it was actually really beautiful to see the entire community and everyone who showed up reclaim that power. You know, we were being approached in our safe space by these people, and everyone that was in attendance decided, you know what, we're all going to come together and we are going to reclaim this space and not allow you to speak at all. And it was just powerful to witness.
And I guess the point of the protest was to drown out Posy Parker's speech. What do you think makes her views so harmful?
The fact that they attract neo-Nazi attention is very harmful, and we experience that here in Auckland. Not only that, Posy Parker's views and the people that support these views, they like to use this ideology to blame all of society's problems on minority groups. And they also know that trans people, non-binary people, and people, our Irawhiti whānau threaten their conservative ideas around gender, sexuality, families, and patriarchy. So I feel like, yeah, because they attract their far right views, I feel like Posy Parker is a part of a bigger mobilization of this far right playbook of 1930s Nazi Germany, and they are just repackaging this ideology and using trans whānau, our trans whānau, as like a buzzword, like a particular buzzword that they use in their recent arguments has been grooming, the word grooming. And I was there that day to reclaim that word. My experiences in grooming have never been from anyone associated with our Irawhiti whānau. My experiences in grooming and as a sexual assault survivor I've only been harmed and groomed by cis men, and with cis women being their protectors. So yeah, that's why I feel like,
yeah, that's pretty powerful. I mean, as you said at the beginning, how did it feel to be on the rotunda, to take over Posy Parker's space and be able to speak yourself?
Yes, I think that was the best. Yeah, it was a powerful feeling to be like, hey, actually, we don't agree with your corridor. Your corridor does not belong here. You've tried to claim our space for your hateful corridor, but we're not going to allow you to do that. And it was actually kind of powerful to be like, this is where some putter was meant to happen, and we took it out and we shared goodness instead. And
pretty special, as I imagine.
It was special to be a part of and emotional. The emotions were intense, and I felt very proud as an actor to be standing there with our Irawhiti whānau.
Yeah, and I guess you talked about this in your speech, but there's been a lot of bigotry in Aotearoa recently in terms of homophobia, transphobia, and also racism. How do you think we should continue to push against that?
Exactly like what I think mass mobilisation like Saturday is exactly what we continue to do. I think what we witnessed on Saturday wasn't something that was organised by no one person. It was literally a mobilisation of everyone that is just fed up with this ticker, basically. and that's this is exactly what we need to do. This is exactly how we stamp out these views. Like, if the government, it's quite disappointing that the Immigration New Zealand didn't listen to a call to action from vulnerable communities that Posey Parker targets. So it was up to us as allies and the community of Tamaki Makaurau to be like, no, we're not standing for that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.